If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You cannot dine today at Ruhlman's Steakhouse in Ashland, but don't worry, tomorrow's Ruhlman's Eve, and Wednesday you can be there again for lunch or dinner. Steak. Sirloin. For you, sip filet mignon, New York strip, cookie skillet, Chilean sea bass, all that is yours on Highway 6 in Ashland. Not today or tomorrow, but
you know,
Wednesday
Monday has
Sunday.
A feel, and it's got a feel of hearing everything that Jake's describing about Ruhlman's changes everything, but it's got a sad feel for that. Now, tomorrow it's not, because now it's Ruhlman's Eve. So you're back. You're like going, all right.
Today's sad.
Yeah, but today it's like,
it's cold and sad.
It takes a lot to get through this without the, thank goodness. Goodness for the big win. That helps a lot.
Does
and,
help.
And helps with the Dolphins won. Because, yeah.
30-13.
Over the Bills, the evil empire.
Jake's at a whole nother level of mood today.
Did he
expect
is.
That one?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a whole different. Last week, oh, wow. It was a lot.
There's a lot. I'm back today. Yeah. I'm back. We're all good.
Hey, you have your funny.
What's going on with Twitter, Jake? Anything going on there?
I was good on this weekend. It was nice.
Barley said you're a bandwagon.
I didn't tweet until after the game. I tweeted after the game was over. That's my only tweet of the day. Two tweets. Just positive.
It should be. Yeah, it should be. They just won a game.
There were negative tweets during the game I saw.
Not for me. Yeah. Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Go see it in Ashland. Okay. Indiana, Penn State. We're not going to talk Penn State until next day. But Indiana had a big lead, then blew it. And then we all saw the remarkable touchdown catch by Omar Cooper Jr. Here's Gus Johnson.
This is the best.
If you didn't hear this, you want to hear this.
Last
the always excitable Gus Johnson on the call for Indiana taking the lead against Penn State.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Touchdown. Wow. Omar Cooper. Unbelievable. Give him the Heisman Trophy now.
Was the left foot the first one to touch?
Oh, my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Gus has lost
even
his voice.
Even Klatt was freaking out.
Give him the Heisman. Give him the Heisman. His voice is...
This part right here. Again, one more time with this one.
He's about to pass out
that,
the broadcast.
That was like Jake Sorensen calling them the Dolphins Super Bowl win.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly what it would have been like.
Just like that.
Jake would pass out.
Jake would absolutely.
Oh, I'd pass out.
He'd pass
yeah,
out.
I'd pass out.
Yeah, you would have to douse
on
him.
The call for that?
We'd have to douse
oh,
him.
That was... so
wake up.
I was saying like the... Google me again, which is our fandom here. I'm a fan of Google me. But I just... The play... When you would have froze it, when he had the ball in his hands, the receiver, Omar Cooper had the ball. His elevation was so ridiculous on that play.
How did he come down?
But if you freeze it and then you just say, you haven't seen it, does he land in bounds? No.
No chance.
No chance. I mean, literally no chance.
Didn't think
and
so.
Then, I tell you what, as much as we rip on the officials, the official
right there.
Step back, yep. Did like a little karaoke move. Looked at his foot hit inbounds, and then his eyes panned over if he completed the catch. He went like 1-2 touchdown.
Textbook.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Textbook. I mean, it was officiating at its highest level.
I totally agree. He nailed
that. Home run was beautiful.
And Cooper, Cooper.
That catch was remarkable.
Cooper, Cooper. That was ridiculous.
What I couldn't figure out is obviously they're bringing up what the terminology is, a plus one. So they got more guys blitzing than you can block. The play before, they two guys hit him. Arm ball flies up in the air, had a chance for a pick. So they're like, hey, listen, we can go after him. If I can't understand exactly what was going on with the coverage on Omar Cooper, because if you watch the defender who was covering him, his eyes were in the backfield. He was looking, he was like playing almost like zone eyes, and then he rolled into him late. If he would have been just locked in coverage wise, I don't think the play happens. And I don't know what exactly he's taught though, because I'm not in that room to know, but I was like, oh, wow, that was something. And to throw that ball and make that play.
Mendoza, just that drive was...
Yeah, it was the...
I mean, he
got sacked on the first play. Yeah. It looked like game over.
They had the tight end on that. Well, I don't know if he's tied number 80, whatever position he played. He made a great catch along the sideline.
Oh, one tap down.
Yeah.
So that receiver, he came in because their best receiver was out. Surratt was out.
Yeah, Surratt's
so
out.
That receiver had 7 catches for 107 yards. You know how many catches he had in the season? 7.
Really?
He hadn't played. He hadn't played all year. They bring a backup in. He makes miraculous catches. They were down to their third string left guard.
They're down 2 linemen.
They're down 2 linemen. 2 starters are out.
Yeah.
And they still pulled it off.
They still pulled it off.
Kurt Cignetti on the field post-game with the reporter.
Standing by with Coach Siggs.
Gus, thank you. Well, Coach, Indiana has never won here at Beaver Stadium. How does that change today?
This team's never played here.
This team has never played here, and this team is special. But you said your antenna is up when it comes to Penn State. What concerns you?
Nothing concerns. The time to be concerned's over. It's time to attack and play.
Thank you.
That's
all right, Jenny.
Before the game,
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful.
That was a beautiful comment.
That's a beautiful comment. You've never won here. This team's never played here.
God. What a win! What an incredible win for them. Now,
I love the man.
I think I got to elevate him.
These guys have never played here.
These guys have never played her. And they did it banged up. It didn't look good. And I'll say this, because this will be part of my Bill Shrills that Steve was doing earlier.
I'll stop.
But which we'll get to at that. But Penn State, they decided to play. And, I mean, somebody goes, oh, there's talent on there. Well, it's quite an indictment the way Penn State looked and how they played on how they played.
I know.
That they went to UCLA and got 42 put on them. And they went and they came back. And they let Northwestern beat him at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an indictment.
What are
we doing? I mean, it's like, what are we doing?
They look good. They look good on Saturday.
That place, it felt like Penn State.
Oh,
did you watch that game, Steve? Yeah. You watching?
I was watching.
It felt like it was loud. I don't know what
it was a morning game, too.
I don't know if it was completely, you know, full. I don't know. But it was Penn State loud.
It was loud.
Oh, wow. That was a remarkable game to play in.
Indiana. Yeah. Yeah, you tip your
10-0. Congrats to the Hoosiers.
Probably a pretty good chance. You know, the next two game or what? I think
they play Wisconsin and they play
Wisconsin
Purdue.
Rutgers, but Purdue, yeah, Wisconsin Purdue. So you got to feel pretty good chance that. But they're banged up. That Gus Johnson call was one of the best calls.
Lost his voice.
Yeah, that was called.
It was amazing. It was remarkable.
That photo of Omar Cooper elevated with the ball in his hands will be
how does he come down?
Will be a blown up in the complex forever. That catch. I said it was the best catch, clutch catch that I've ever witnessed.
What was the game of the year, the throw of the year, and the catch of the year? Game of the year, throw of the year, catch of the year.
Ziggs is 10-0, Indiana.
Yeah. We got to decide if they're number one.
That's tomorrow's job, not today.
It'll be a lot.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.